First, I want to thank your church very much. You've shown us such warm hospitality this week and such a genuine love and sweet fellowship. And this truly is a very special church, and I want to say thank you very much for that. You've really encouraged us this week and just strengthened both of us in the Lord, and I just want to say thank you for that. Last night, I was able to share with you a bit about how God led me to Tanzania. So tonight I thought I would share just some of the lessons that I've learned while on deputation over this past year and a half or so. And I thought of this illustration about 2 months ago or so as I was thinking about how I was in the beginning and how I am now. And I thought of it as kind of like a nine-month term of pregnancy. And I know you moms can kind of understand this illustration a little better. But you know, when you first find out that you're expecting, you have that excitement, but you also have some of that nervousness and anxiety. Can I really do this? And you need 9 months. You need that time of preparation, that time of growth. And by the end of that 9 months, you just can't wait, and you're just ready. And I thought, that's really how it is. You know, when you first surrender, you're excited, but you have a lot of fears. And you have anxiety, and you think, can I do this? I don't know. And you have so many questions that are unanswered and so many unknowns. And, you know, we have this time of growth as we travel and deputation, lessons that the Lord teaches us. And, you know, now I'm kind of at the end as we make our final preparations. And I'm ready and I'm excited, just like you are at the end. I'm ready to go. And, but here's a couple of those lessons that God has been teaching me. And the first one is that God gives rest. Psalms 116, 7 through 8 says, "Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." And this verse expresses how God delivers us spiritually, emotionally, and physically, and how we can look back on His goodness and His times of deliverance, and we can rest in Him because of that. And God gave me that psalm this past year as we were beginning deputation. We'd started, been into it for a little while, and I was struggling a bit with new areas, new challenges, new areas of stress. You know, we have new time schedules. I was a very routine, very structured person, and you kind of have to throw a lot of that out the window when you start traveling to learn to be flexible, and it was a little difficult in the beginning. You're trying to keep up with homeschooling, all the children on the road, and all the packing and unpacking, and just some new areas that were challenging for me. And the Lord gave me this psalm, and I learned to just kind of picture those struggles and those challenges like a bowling ball that I could just kind of throw down and roll at His feet, and let the Lord handle those things and not myself. And you know, I can look back at God's goodness and His faithfulness to me just like the psalmist did. And then I can, because of that, look forward rejoicing, knowing that He's going to be faithful and He'll give the grace and the strength. And I can just rest in that because He is good and He is faithful. And I can remember one time we were traveling, and I don't remember the circumstances or anything, but I know I was just complaining a bit to my husband, and just I was frustrated and kind of overwhelmed. And he knew I had been working through this psalm and trying to live this out. And he probably doesn't even remember. But he turned on the song, "Be Still My Soul." And that was a very gentle reminder to me that, yes, He faithful will remain. And that's just what I needed at the time. Another lesson that I've really been learning this past year is that God is sovereign, that He is all-sufficient, that God provides in His perfect time, not mine. You know, deputation's a time of waiting, and it's different for all of us, but we all have to wait. You know, waiting for your support to come in. In the beginning, it seems like it's going to take forever. You know, for us, waiting for our house to sell, waiting for our vehicle in Tanzania, which seems like it'd be an easy thing to do to just go buy a vehicle, but it's not. It's a very difficult process, waiting for our visas to come in. The list can go on. You know, I tend to plan out everything myself, how I want it to go, and you know, when it should work out perfectly. And you know, Lord, these are good things, so you know, I think this is how it should be, and this is how this is when it should happen. You know, but God's time usually isn't my time, and His ways are usually not my ways. And nonetheless, He's still working out His sovereign plan in our life. verse says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything is of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. And I read in this past year a book by Elizabeth Elliot about her first year on the mission field, and this was before she was married to Jim. And she had been there for a whole year. She was trying to work with a tribe that had no language written down, and I was, you know, kind of comparing the similarities. And she had, by the end of this year, after she had been through many struggles, she lost two of her workers, and one was vitally instrumental in her learning the language. And then, so her notes were stolen, all of her language notes, for a whole year. Everything she'd worked on, it was gone, and her one helper now had died. And then she got a letter in the mail that the mission station where Jim was flooded, and all that he'd worked on was gone, just like that. And, you know, we look on that, and I know she did at the time, and think, why? You know, Lord, you brought me here, but why? Everything I just worked at for a whole year was just destroyed. Is there a purpose in that? And she said this, faith, prayer, and obedience are our requirements. We are not offered in exchange immunity and exemption from the world's woes. What we are offered has to do with another world altogether. God makes no mistakes. He does not fall asleep. He does not forget his loved children. He asks us every day, no matter what circumstances or adversities we find ourselves in, to trust and obey. He has arranged things so that we may not often fathom his sovereign purposes, but now and then he vouchsafes to us a glimpse of what he is up to. You know, sometimes we can see the big picture of what God is doing, and we love to do that. Sometimes we can just see a small glimpse of what he is doing, and sometimes we can't see it. We can't see anything. And it's those times we still have to trust and we still have to obey. And, you know, what looks like to us failure or unanswered prayer is really God's way of working out his perfect will in our lives. And I am simply required to trust him and to obey him. And I believe the Lord showed me that lesson this year because of the ministry that he's called us to. It's going to take years and years of hard work ahead of us to work with a people who have never heard, a people who don't, who've never heard of Jesus Christ, the people who are just now getting their language written down. You know, we may appear to fail in our efforts, and we may get very, I'm sure we will get very frustrated, but nonetheless, God is at work, and my job is just to obey. My job is not to bring the results, and my job is to trust the results to him, because he is all sufficient, not me.